Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. With some new recordings to feature in this month's show, not to mention some more of your requests, let's get right on with The Curtain Raiser, which is a request for Ernie Avison and his wife, who live in the Manchester area. Ernie asks for something by the German organist Niels Tibor. Okay, here's a nice threesome, which I'm sure everyone will know the titles of, but if not, here they are: Red Roses for a Blue Lady, El Rancho Grande, and The Summer Wind. Red Roses for a Blue Lady, El Rancho Grande, and The Summer Wind, played there by German organist Niels Tibor, an artist who for many years believed was a pseudonym used by Klaus Wunderlich. I don't think so. Anyway, it was specially included in this month's programme for Ernie Avison in Manchester, my old stamping ground of the 70s and 80s. And don't tell me, Ernie, it's raining.
Hi, this is Mike Hall, and you're listening to Alan Ashton on Organ First Radio.
Now, in the days when I lived and worked out of Manchester, I was asked to be one of the bus captains when a party of American theatre organ enthusiasts came over for what was billed as an organ safari. On my coach, I was lucky enough to have a very famous American organist, namely Lowell Ayres. The year was 1976, and the following year, Lowell and his wife Reba invited me to spend a few days as their house guest in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Lowell had installed a lovely two-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in his home, and I'd taken my tape recorder with me to capture some of his delightful playing. Well, those recordings remained in my archives until earlier this year, when the American company Pipe Organ Presentations expressed an interest in them. All the tracks are personally introduced by Lowell himself.
And now a ballad dating back to the middle 20s. Its title is simply, Why Can't You?
Why Can't You? Introduced and played by the late Lowell Ayres. It's one of 18 tracks contained on a new CD titled Recollection, which has been produced by Don Thompson on his Pipe Organ Presentations label. In fact, there are 6 organs on the CD, 3 Wurlitzers, 2 Mollers and a Kimball. And in addition, on a couple of tracks, Lowell turns back the clock to the days when he earned a living as a singing organist. Now, although I've associations with this release, I can't help but say how great I think the finished production has turned out to be. The cover of Recollection shows Lowell's Wurlitzer in its new home in the Greek Room in Macy's store, formerly known as the Wanamaker store in Philadelphia. An organist friend recently loaned me a theatre organ LP which I'd never heard before, and I'm sure he'd have no objections to me sharing a track from it with you. I do have several recordings of the artist, American Eddie Dunstetter, in my collection, and he often used the 24-rank Robert Morton organ in the Lorin Whitney recording studio in Glendale, California, and it's on that very instrument that we're about to hear him play a song written in 1947 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. It's called But Beautiful. Eddie Dunstetter playing But Beautiful, one of 5 songs written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen for the Paramount film Road to Rio, in which it was sung by Bing Crosby. In complete contrast to that delightful ballad, here's something of a historic recording, one of only a few ever made on the Wurlitzer that to this day is still featured every Friday evening in the Wurlitz Bar at the Hotel Continental in Panama. It's one of only a handful of Wurlitzers ever built with a particular specification and appears to be the only remaining original example. Here then is organist Leroy Lewis with the Loco Locomotive. Loco Locomotive with Leroy Lewis at the Wurlitzer, affectionately known as El Bombard, which is in the Hotel Continental Panama, and that was a little bit of theatre organ fun. Well, let's continue on our short journey and change platforms, so to speak, as we go aboard the Chattanooga Choo Choo with Jerry Allen on Hammond, accompanied by a brass and rhythm section.
Thank you.
the Chattanooga Choo Choo, and my grateful thanks to organist Tony Whittaker, who got me a copy of that LP, which features the late and great Jerry Allen, with a few more session men other than his customary trio. Well, I like to think that Organist First Radio is always about ever-changing contrasts in music and moods, and so it's a pleasure to feature a relatively new recording by organist Peter Haywood. It's titled Magical Music. Now, I've got quite a few of Peter's recordings going back to those days when he was a major demonstrator for the Hohner and also the Baldwin range of organs, but this is the first time any of his more recent recordings have come my way, on account of the fact that they're now available via MSS Studios, who produce these monthly get-togethers of ours. There's a good cross-section of tunes, some good old standards, some popular classics, and some novelty items. If there's anything that lets it down, it's the artwork, the stick-on label, and the complete absence of any composer's details. This is a shame because the inner double-fold sleeve is blank and could have been put to good use with some friendly, informative words from the artist about some of the lesser-known items. But that aside, it's the music that counts, and this is the case in point, as Peter Haywood, seated now at a Technics GA3, plays Waiata Poi. Waiata Poi, an old New Zealand Maori folk song which in my very young days I recall a wonderful tenor by the name of Peter Dawson making a recording of. So congratulations to Peter Haywood for including this on one of several new recordings now available from MSS Studios. And that track is included on his Magical Music CD. And if time doesn't run out, I'll try and include another track later in the show today.
Organ music at its best on the internet with Organ First Radio.
Right, now as we're coming up to the end of the first half of this month's programme, time to just put in one more request. This time it's for somebody in America, a good friend of mine called Dave Rosenberger, a great Lenny D fan, like myself as well, and like many of us to be quite honest. And Dave's asked me to include this particular track, which is taken from a new double CD on the Jasmine label, and this title track is called My Buddy. Closing the first half of this month's show, that was the Hammond organ, of course, played in the inimitable style of Lenny D and My Buddy. To open this half of the show, it's time to hear the second of several new electronic organ releases. I was most surprised to receive a copy of a recording from someone who remembers the days some 18 years ago now, when I was connected with organ festivals up in the Northwest. So it's a debut track on Organ First Radio for Tim Butterworth, playing a Tyros 2 together with other supporting keyboards and pedals. This is the very beautiful ballad made famous by the Austrian tenor Richard Tauber. Together with lyric writer Fred Teich, he composed the English operetta Old Chelsea, from which came his famous recording of My Heart and I. And here's Tim Butterworth to perform it for us.
Thank you.
Tim Butterworth playing My Heart and I, a track taken from his CD Thank You for the Music, which was recorded on the Yamaha Tyros 2, Yamaha E303 and a Roland PK7. The majority of the tracks are those that everyone knows, but interspersed are some less familiar ones, such as Tim's own composition, the Bartender Polka, and from the pen of Bob Barrett, who for so many years recorded many of the top artists at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer, there's his own Hawaiian Honeymoon. There's a couple of musical extracts from big shows such as La Cage aux Folles and The Phantom of the Opera, as well as a nod in the direction of the classics with the Slaves Chorus from Nabucco.
Organ First Radio, for all that's best in internet organ music.
Earlier in the show today, I mentioned my time in Manchester, and although I never had the chance to record the artist you're about to hear, I nevertheless did make the occasional use of the organ on which he now plays All the Way, Talk to Me, and Something Wonderful Happens in Summer. This is Robin Richmond at the former BBC Theatre Organ No. 3, the Wurlitzer, when it was installed in the Playhouse Theatre in Manchester. Robin Richmond at the Wurlitzer Organ with All the Way, Talk to Me, and Something Wonderful Happens in Summer. Time now for another request. This one comes in from Chris Gare, who says he'd like to hear Rodriguez's Concierto de Aranjuez Mon Amour, played by Alan Haven. It's a track from the 1974 release, reissued again in 1997, of the LP The Alan Haven Organ Show. Chris goes on to say he went to one of Alan Haven's concerts back in the 70s when he, Chris that is, was learning to play the organ. He says, I never thought I could play like him, and still can't. Anyway, here is the master himself on his own Haven organ. Alan Haven at the Haven organ, of course, and the Rodriguez Guitar Concerto, which is a downside easier to say than the Spanish version. Well, I did promise you that if I could fit another one in the show today, I'd do so, and that comes from the Magical Music CD released by Peter Haywood. Here's the Antique Dance, the Allegretto from the Bally Music by Faust. Thank you. Peter Haywood at the Technics Organ and the Antique Dance. Some years ago I received a CD by Japanese artist Stan Koyama. Unless I'm very much mistaken, it appears to be his one and only recording, which is a darn shame. The organ is the Yamaha ELX1, and this is the lovely old Japanese number titled China no Yora, or if you prefer, China Nights. Right now I'm going to turn back the clock to 1964, when the famous Paramount Theatre in New York staged its final Wurlitzer organ concert. Perhaps I should explain that many years ago, Concert Recording, the American record label, released an LP containing extracts from the final concert given by Don Baker. Last year, Pipe Organ Presentations label released a CD containing better quality digitised recordings of that LP. But no sooner had they done so than an enthusiast who'd been present and taped the whole concert offered his unedited version. Thus, we now have the definitive version of that superb concert in all its unedited glory. So, to take us up to the end of the first half of this month's show, here is Don Baker at the famous Paramount New York Wurlitzer. The Dancing Tambourine, and All the Things You Are, played there by Don Baker. And with the sound of that glorious installation, we come to the end of this month's edition of Organ First Radio. If you're hearing the programme for the very first time, then I hope there's been something of interest for you, and that you'll join me again every month from now on in. If you'd like a request played, then of course details how to do just that are at the bottom of the page. If you're on holiday and enjoying a well-deserved break, then I hope the weather, the food and the company are good for you. Till next month, this is Alan Ashton saying, as ever, goodbye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.